Hello and welcome to Rhythm and Brews. We, for the second episode in a couple of weeks, we have another roundtable episode, which is great. All returning guests, DJ.
Hello.
Nick.
Yo.
And Kat.
Hey.
You're like an all-star on this show.
I am Rhythm and Brews MVP.
Fuck you, Kat.
And we're here today to talk about one-hit wonders. And now, well, no, I was going to say, and you guys have all only done the show once, but yeah. Definitely not. No.
Very much a lie.
I've only done it once.
Okay. That's right. Nick is a one-hit wonder.
I think yeah. I've done it the most.
Catch you guys later.
But that's probably because I live here.
Yeah.
So we're going to go around sharing our favorite one-hit wonder songs, sharing our playlist. But before we do that, we always start with BYOB. I'll kick us off, I guess. Today, I'm drinking Broken Angel by Trillium. It is a Belgian strong pale ale by Trillium. They're usually more known for their IPAs and pale ales, but they actually just introduced a couple of Belgian-style brews over the past couple of years.
Nice.
And it's a 9% ABV beer, so it's really a one-hit, one-and-done, one-hit wonder kind of beer.
You're crazy. You drink so many Belgian beers that you would think you're actually from Belgium.
I'm going to turn into a waffle.
So we threw this kind of together, and I picked a beer out of the fridge that was the most, I was trying to relate it the most to like one of my one-hit wonders. But I have Riverwalk Brewing Company's Citra Bus, which is a pale ale brewed with Citra and Columbus. Go further into why I picked this one, because I don't want to give away what one of my songs is yet.
Cool. Nick, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm drinking Flensburger Dunkel. It is a Dunkelweizen. It is good. It has nothing to do with the songs that are on there. It's good.
I would also like to thank Nick for bringing the beer that I quote-unquote brought.
Wait, that's Nick's beer?
Yeah, it is.
Nice.
I brought a night shift, like the 87... for like the Conquest episode that we recorded just for fun.
Got it. Yeah, you guys all just recorded a WrestleMania Conquest episode, which is why we're graced with all of you being here at the same time.
Thank you.
And then we kicked Chinmo to the curb.
Well, yeah, I mean, he went over the top rope, so he's a little...
Yeah.
That's how it works. Cal, what do you got?
I have Delirium's Delirium Red. It is a Belgian ale that is cherry flavored. It's 8%, so it's a pretty heavy one and done, but it's also their only beer that I like. So
it's their one hit wonder as far as you're concerned.
Yes.
All right, I like that. Let's get into, well, let's let you crack that thing. It's a very, if you've ever seen a Delirium beer, it's like a big bomber with like the fancy twist off cap and all that. So Kat's got a good 15 minutes of work in front of her right now.
She's got a Corky Romano in there. Yeah.
Let's like, get it up like, to the
it's
mic.
It's like tuning a string. Hey.
That was awesome.
She said that before any of the liquid hit the glass. Oh, wow. It is very red.
Looks like when I pass my kidney stones.
I forget.
Is, hello.
It, like a, is it like a raspberry? Gross.
Even the foam's red.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is it a fruity beer?
It's cherry.
Cherry. All right.
That's why the elephant has like cherries hanging off of him.
Duh.
Yeah.
It tastes like a Luden's cough drop.
Oh, it must be delicious.
May I try it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just think I'm spitting it right in your face.
How dare Luden's call themselves cough drops? They're candy.
Anybody else want to try?
Yeah, sure. You sold me the Luden's.
Yeah, it really does taste like candy.
Right?
I Want Candy is another great one-hit wonder song.
It really is.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
But it's been covered by a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't
yeah.
think that takes away from it being a one-hit wonder, though.
Yeah, it's a multi-one-hit wonder.
It's in a whole other branch of one-hit wonders. Yeah. Because we're talking that Aaron Carter version?
Oh, man, I didn't know.
The only version that mattered.
Did you guys see the Facebook ads of him playing the Clatta Pub in Lawrence, Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's
oh,
so
no.
depressing.
So sad, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get tickets.
Yeah, it sold out real quick.
Well, let's get into it, Nick, because you are the one hit wonder of the group, as we said. Do you want to kick us off with your playlist? We'll have you just walk through all three of your songs, and then we'll move on to Kat.
Yeah, sure. I think I don't remember the order that I picked them. Let's see if I can remember too. I believe the first one I chose was Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
That's right.
Yeah, which, very much enjoyed this video as a kid, just because, it was when I was discovering women and just how she is in that video is pretty sexy. She's also a very beautiful lady, but the song itself is really well done. Definitely one that if I hear it come on my Spotify or Pandora, I will listen to it all the way through, get excited every time I hear it. Don't really have
it's
much.
It's a great pop song.
Yeah, it's a great pop song. Besides that, I don't really have much more to say.
I think this was really like the first one-hit wonder song I was aware of.
Really?
I think so. Well, because this was like the first time that I was starting to get into music, especially like more mainstream music. And I definitely distinctly remember the music video. It sticks with me. I think we were just talking about this too, that she like randomly dated David Schwimmer, which was,
oh yeah,
again, like that whole period of life is very familiar. Like I remember it so well because I was hugely into Friends.
But not David Schwimmer from Goldman Sachs, right?
No, different David Schwimmer.
Okay.
I was obsessed with the song. I loved it so much. And it was always like one of the local radio stations always had like a top 8 at 8. And it was always like within the top 3. So I had a cassette like ready in my stereo, really aging myself right now. And I would wait for it to come on and then I would try to record it as soon as it would start, and I would always miss some of it. So I had like one tape that just had fragments of the song on it like 10 times.
What is the point of that?
I don't know. I could never get the full song, but I wanted to have some of it.
That's kind of like what Instagram is now.
Yeah.
Like you just listen to the same minute of a like song, mm-hmm. like on a video.
You try to loop it right, like the right point so it loops. Like, all right, no, until it works.
I feel like this is also, it's in a vein of a lot of other music from the time that is. I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but like chick rock.
Yeah. This was definitely like, like another one hit wonder of what's it, Meredith Brooks.
Bitch. I'm a bitch.
Yeah, it was like the same vein as this.
Oh god, I love that song so much.
And kind of like Paula Cole and Sean Colville, and even like they're not one hit wonders, but Tori Amos and Sarah McLachlan
totally.
Were like
they came to mind.
Yeah, like Lilith Fair type.
Exactly.
Stuff,
yeah.
Paula Cole was great.
Yeah.
She is like her mainstream stuff is really good. Somebody once showed me more like deep cuts of her album, and she's like screaming on them. And it was really off putting to me.
And she really wants to know where those cowboys have gone. And no one has given her an answer.
This isn't a rhetorical question.
It is like one of those songs where it just like keeps getting more intense. And then by the end, she's like actually yelling and screaming. And it's so abrasive for that style of music.
She did the Dawson's Creek theme song too, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
She song did. Song is pretty awesome.
I didn't want to wait for that song to be over.
Hello.
fun fact on the Dawson's Creek re-releases of the DVD, they couldn't get the rights to that song, so the theme song is something totally different.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That is...
It makes it feel really weird.
They got the theme song for Full House, right?
Yep.
Like, that's what it is.
Just like Joey's face. It's like, shoot it up, what a...
Jen's theme song rules. In my humble opinion.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, this song is just about over, so why don't you move us into your next one?
Okay, I think the next one I chose was OMC's How Bizarre, because everyone loves the song that listened to it in the 90s.
Yeah, great horn line in this song.
Yep.
I remember one time, I don't really know much more about the song, but one thing that reminds me of the song is I remember one time... when I was growing up, I was in a condominium, humble brag, and we had a pool, and I remember going down with my next door neighbor and his mom, And I remember he just kept screaming, how bizarre, every time he jumped into the pool and just kept pissing off his mom. She had no idea what he was doing. I had no idea either, but it was the funniest thing to me. And I will always think about it every time I hear this song because literally made no sense. Like, I had no idea why he was doing it, but it was funny.
Was it Max?
Yep.
Second Max story God, of the night.
Listen to the newest episode of Conquest to hear about Max. Who stole an experience from Nick.
I love the idea of parents getting mad at their kids for the dumbest shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's no meaning behind what he's doing, but you can imagine it enraging a mom.
Yeah, just, how bizarre, how bizarre. And just jumping and
stop it!
Yeah, she's like, why did you stop? Sort of laughing because I was just like, oh, it's so funny because why is he doing this?
This kid that I used to hang out with told me a story about how his cousin used to think that the lyrics to this were Parmesan.
What do you want to eat? Your pasta?
You got to listen to the song. It's all about Parmesan.
Yeah, the line's like, what do you want in your spaghetti? Parmesan.
Parmesan. Parmesan.
That sounds like an actual Weird Al parody.
Yeah. Absolutely does. If anything...
It's on your plate.
Yeah. Oh, man. Anything food related... incorporated into a song is a Weird Al parody right off the bat.
100%. Grapefruit Diet was the... I had never heard that song, and I was doing a Sporkle, and it was giving you like the Weird Al titles, and you had to figure out you had to tell it what the real song was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't familiar with that song, so I didn't get it right. And then when it showed me the real answer, I lost it. I was like, it's at so my funny. Desk at work, like cry laughing.
Can I ask what is good... Sporkle? Because that just sounds like a sex act with like... utensils.
Yeah,
it is what it sounds like.
Okay.
Sporkle, I don't know, how bizarre exists?
Yeah, absolutely does. It's like the best quiz website on the internet.
I'll check that out.
Like you like it's been going on for so long now that it has so many categories and subsets of that category. So if you like, you know, we love wrestling and I do Sporkle wrestling quizzes all the time. Like one of in particular, like they'll do like every WWF champion that ever existed, but they'll get even deeper. And like one of them is like the final four of every Royal Rumble that's Ooh, existed. So
like, that.
Like you'll get it. It's like the ultimate rabbit hole.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My biggest association with this song is that show Undeclared. Did you guys ever watch that?
Oh, yeah.
There's like a whole episode about how two of the girls on the show are feuding with each other. They're roommates because one of them keeps playing this song over and over again, and it's driving the other girl crazy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Is one of them the girl from Orange County in Freddy vs. Jason?
Yes.
Yes.
Monica Keena?
Yeah. Which is funny because she's in Orange County, which is like a big platform for the one-hit wonder Butterfly.
Butterfly is in that movie?
Yeah, it's like a huge part of that movie, actually. Like everyone like does like a coordinated dance to it.
I do not remember that at all.
You should rewatch it. It's
do you
good.
Remember from a
we
couple years
do, we do the
Facebook?
Like yeah. Stay in your room. Why? Because you're an embarrassment thing, like all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You did it yesterday.
Yeah. What was the context?
We were in Starbucks and you just started like tapping your stomach. So then I started doing it in the, you're an embarrassment rhythm. Yeah. So then you just did it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's the speed.
All right, your last one, Nick.
My last one is Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime. Classic song about being in the summertime and all the stuff that you do when dating and all that jazz. It's a classic one. Reminds me of one of the episodes of The Simpsons when it's a flashback episode of like when Homer's young with Lenny and Carl and Mo. They play this song when it shows them like just having some fun. But yeah, it's good song.
Yeah, is that the Quarry episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. So good. Oh, my God. I love that episode. Yeah, Homer gets hypnotized. like, he keeps screaming throughout the whole thing. Oh, man. Yeah. I forgot that this song was in that episode.
Yeah, and then Fat Joe and his guys, they got their wacky tobacky patch.
Yeah. the Super Soaker?
Yep.
Oh, he's pumping it. Yeah. I can break the skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great song. I think it's Mungo Jerry's only song because no one can name me another one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a song that will always put me in a good mood, especially if the weather's fine, the sun is hot.
Yeah.
pop this bad boy on, and it's great.
It's a perfect summertime jam, and I associate this song with Wedding Crashers, which is probably how most people know it. And the scene is them like riding their bikes on the beach and just like being flirty and all that. So, and it's like perfect for that scene, like just chilling at the beach and like hanging out and having fun in the summertime. Like it evokes that perfectly.
Yeah, that sounds so nice, especially right now when the weather is fucking terrible here.
Yeah.
So fucking cold for April.
Garbage.
But this song is not garbage. Nope. Yeah, it's got a nice little swing to it. It got the piano, that's cool. I like the drums. The lyrics are great.
There's something kind of timeless about it, too. Like, I wouldn't be able to place this song in a decade.
Yeah.
No, especially with how artists are now, like, drawing a lot from the past, too.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like, naturally, I would guess 60s, but it could very well be some dude, like, from the early 2000s who just likes that genre, you know?
Oh. I was like, is it over?
Yeah, this cool thing about the song is it tricks you.
I love being tricked.
Those false finishes. Wrestling reference.
Yeah. Listen to Conquest.
This episode is brought to you by Conquest. Anything else to say about this one?
I just like it.
Like it. Back off.
Yeah, it's just a good song.
Lay off me, man.
All right, Kat. Why don't we have you pick it up where Nick left off?
All right. I am going to kick us off with probably one of the more well-known one-hit wonders of the 90s, Barbie Girl by Aqua.
It's coming.
I can't believe this ever took off.
Also brings me back to a really specific time of my life.
Yeah, this is the opposite of timeless. This song is so timeful, it's ridiculous.
There is 1 month that this song could take place in.
Frozen in 1997, forever. I had this CD.
Yes, you did. I remember it.
There was like 2 good songs on it. This was one of them.
There was 2 songs on it.
This was another one where I probably had a bunch of fragments of it on a cassette because I could never get the timing right. This is just like a really fun... I remember the music video being really fun, and this just reminds me of a very specific time in my childhood. It's pretty catchy. Like, it definitely is a 90s song 100%. But
yeah,
if it comes on the radio or like a Spotify playlist or something, I'm probably going to leave it on and I probably will sing along to it.
I swear I have something to say here. But these, I just had to double check this. Both Aqua and Venga Boys are European bands.
Oh, yeah, this does kind of sound like the Venga Bus beat.
Yeah. And oh, man, I should have put that on my list for my beer, for the sake of my beer bus.
But the reason I brought that up is I had this like intuition that they were bigger in Portugal, which is where I was when this was on. on the radio when it came out, and I think that's probably accurate because they're European based bands. Not to say that they weren't big here,
but like
it was just like ubiquitous. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Danish and Dutch, but not a big deal. But my biggest memory of this was being at this carnival that they used to do in our town in Portugal, in Loures, Portugal. It was like they'd have like street vendors selling knockoff merchandise and like craft stuff. And then they also had really, really shitty carnival rides. Like, imagine your local carnival and then like no one ever inspects it. That's what it is. So we were on this like kangaroo ride, me and my friends on this kangaroo ride, like with arms sticking out of it. And the arms go up and down as it spins around, like that kind of concept. Mm-hmm. And they're just blasting Aqua and Venga Boys. And at one point, the machine, like, very cartoonishly just, like, shuts down and goes... And there are sparks flying out of it.
Oh, my God.
And a dude runs up to the machine with a screwdriver. And he's just, like, doing some stuff in a panel and then gives someone the thumbs up. And it starts up again. And I... thought I was going to die. Anyway, that's what I associate Aqua with.
Wow. That was in Portugal?
It was, yep.
Wow. It sounds like you have like PTSD.
Yeah. song comes on.
What's next, Kat?
Next up is another, probably the most well-known one-hit wonder from the 90s and maybe ever, Flagpole Set Up by Harvey Danger.
This song fucking rules.
It really does. It's such a good song.
It's one of my karaoke go-tos.
So I will never, ever in my entire life do karaoke, but I always said that if for some reason I was convinced or had to do karaoke, this would be that song. But then Tim played it, like he sang it for karaoke, and it was like, now I have to pick a new one.
You crushed his dream, Tim.
You could always show me up.
Yeah. Yeah. You sing the song first, and then I'll sing it next. I'm sure the people at the bar would love that.
Even if you did it 10 times better, you'd still be dead to them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, we heard this one before.
This is like quintessential, everything I love about 90s rock.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
From Faculty, it's used for the show Peep Show as its theme song, which if no one's watched the show Peep Show, check it out. It's a great show.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kat.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's just like legitimately great song. It bums me out that I can't name anything else by this band. They never went anywhere.
Wow, they're going to take that personal when they listen to this.
Yeah.
Harvey and the Dangers.
Yeah, they're
gonna be you're going to be in danger with Harvey.
Oh, you know what? It wasn't in the Faculty. It was...
Oh, I fucking love the Faculty.
That movie is great. Katie Holmes is in the movie.
Disturbing Behavior.
Thank you. Yes. It's the one I always confuse the Faculty with.
Yeah, they basically are the same movie.
Yep.
But I...
James Marsden, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's just like such a great rock song.
It has like an indie rock vibe to it, but it also has such a great pop sensibility. Like, it's such an earworm and you want to sing along to the chorus every time it comes on.
Yeah, I feel like the amputee part of the song is like the part of the song where people wanted to go see this band live just to sing along to that part. Mm-hmm. You know, just get like really into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if a band that I love covered the song...
They go nuts.
Everyone in the building would be dead.
This is just kind of a bummer thing that happens with a lot of one-hit wonder bands, but one of my friends was telling me he went to see them at the Middle East a few years ago, and they just hate this song so much.
Oh,
it's,
really?
Like, super obvious that they don't enjoy playing it because it's the only thing they're known for. Which, like, I get that. I get, like, why that would bum you out as an artist. But at the same time, like, this song fucking rules.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't be bummed out by that. Like,
embrace it.
Yeah. When you Radiohead?
Yeah.
They also said that the other stuff they played live was awesome.
Oh, really?
So it, like, I don't know. I feel like maybe I would listen to them and really enjoy it, but I'd never given them the time of day. And what's your final one, Kat? Wow, really changing things up here.
Yeah, I'm going to slow things down a little bit. My final one is Kiss Me by Sixpence None the Richer. This is classically featured in She's All That. Those
teen movies are ripe with one-hit wonders.
Yeah. But with, like, really great soundtracks, because they just took all the one-hit wonders and stacked up all the catchiest songs of the time. But so this came out like when I was in high school, so it gave me that like romantic, dreamy, like, oh, I have a crush on a boy, like that kind of.
There's a
feeling.
Sweet innocence to
sweet.
It,
and like her voice is really cute, and it's just like a nice light. Pretty song.
Yeah, they do a cover of There She Goes.
Yeah, that's
which
actually really
I
good.
Think I should
that
have
cover is
fucking
awesome.
Put that on. I should have put that on my list, but like this song and that song are like so good. And I love this singer's voice too. And like all these songs that we've been playing, like I feel like one hit wonders just make you feel like you're in a specific time in your life too.
Yeah.
Like if you could close your eyes, you would be like back to like where you first heard the song.
Yeah, I can easily picture myself in the old red Camry.
Yep.
I can picture myself making out with Rachel Lee Cook.
Yeah, I can picture myself like jerking off in my bedroom.
To this song. Yeah. It's such a wholesome song.
To Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah. Like all of these songs, I would say, were probably from when I was like 13 to 16, like in that age range. I just like picture myself in my bedroom at that time, like writing in my diary and like listening to these, or like making little collages or something. I was such a dork. But.
Well, yeah. And it, I mean, even in the, I feel like at that point in the movie, it's where Freddie Prinze Jr. is like starting to like not be a douchebag.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, she's wholesome. And I like want to be more of like a good person too. And
She's Wholesome is the working title. She's all that.
She's all wholesome. She's fully wholesome.
I bet I can make her wholesome by prom queen.
Yeah, I actually have a very vivid memory of listening to the Barbie Girl song, because it was like number one on the top 888 or whatever. It was me, you, Dad, and Meg White in the car.
The White Stripes?
Yeah, we knew Meg White and a Jason Alexander woman.
Yeah, like sitting in the driveway, or not in the driveway, in the garage, listening to the song in the red Camry.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
And did you kiss Jason Alexander to this song?
No, I did have a crush on Jason Alexander, but
it's because he was so neurotic.
Yep.
Gary.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Cat's good with voices. Can you do
George Costanza?
I was in the pool.
I think that brings it to me.
It's just Feel That, or was that song, Can You Feel That Sun, Can You Feel the Sunshine?
I Steal My Sunshine?
Yeah, Steal My Sunshine.
Oh, yeah, when?
That was on the short list.
Yeah, I was surprised none of us chose that.
Yeah.
It's, I'm a notorious pop boy.
I'm a notorious pep boy.
Oh, God. I'm a pop boy.
I love pop music unapologetically. I think I respect the shit out of people that can write great hooks. And so even if it's like a cheesy pop rock song, I'm gonna enjoy it. It's for me.
Yeah.
And this song embodies that to a T.
There was a bunch of songs that sounded like this song around the time that the song came out.
But this was kind of the pinnacle, I would say. They have more polish than like a lot of the other bands in this vein.
I agree with that, especially like with a hook that like it's just the lead singer singing and there's no instruments, and then it goes like into like the instruments playing. Like I'm down for like that type of hook.
Yeah, for sure. And I think we talked about this a little bit on the 90s rock episode, but something always happens in music where a genre becomes really big, that it just becomes more and more like people are focusing on the parts of it they like, and it becomes so lowest common denominator. You know what I mean? Like there's not as much variety in that genre once everybody's on the bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And so for the most part, I think that's like a bad thing. But every once in a while you get a song like this where people have refined all those elements that they really like and then just put it out in one great, super polished, unimprovable pop song.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this on the cover episode, but 4 Year Strong's cover of this song fucking rules.
Yes.
Oh, they cover this?
So does.
This reminds me of She's So High also. I feel like that was the same like time frame.
They also cover that one.
Really?
Yeah.
That album is awesome.
Yeah, they have a cover album called
Pop Boys.
Yeah. Explains It All, where they do covers of like 90s bands that influence them.
Oh, cool.
So the song's on there, and She's So High and Spiderwebs.
Nirvana and Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, Nirvana. It's a great album.
I love Spiderwebs.
It's really good. They do Fly, and they have Travie McCoy from Death Cab for Cutie.
Yeah.
Their version of Fly is awesome.
Yeah, it's
too.
Really good.
Like Sugar Ray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And Ironic.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about their Ironic.
This turned into a 4 Year Strong episode. But.
Yeah, so like just from a honorable mentions perspective, like every single song that Four Year Strong covers on that album would be an honorable mention. Yeah. For me.
Pop Boy honorable mention. I'm sorry, Pop Boy. So
yeah, Pop Boy.
The so notorious POP.
Oh, I wish you didn't come up with that because now we can't call you that on the show. You can't come up with your
you
own
still
nickname.
Can. Well,
no.
We had like a little bit of fighting over this one.
I did give
it's
it
great.
Up.
Yeah. You gave me the rights to this one.
Yeah, I gave you the rights to this. I got them from the Rolling Stones, and then I gave them to you.
Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve. Famously, they got sued for this, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and lost. But it's a great song, I think. It is... it's weird that a lot of these take us back to movies, but this just... reminds me so much of Cruel Intentions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always get this band confused with Verve Pipe. Yeah.
Yes.
Which is Freshman?
Yes. Yeah. Which is also a great one-hit wonder and is such a fucking bummer.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I like to do is if I'm walking, because I work in Boston, if I'm walking on a street and it's really crowded, I'd love to throw this song on while I'm walking through it.
Full volume on
yep.
your iPhone.
You know what? Yeah. No That's one knows awesome. What I'm doing but me.
I watch Riverdale, which is that Archie show on the CW, and they really awkwardly did this song in an episode recently. One of the characters was getting confirmed, and she decided to sing this at her confirmation, and it was really weird.
What a loser.
Yeah, I was like, why are you...
No one wants to be friends with her.
Yeah.
No, it was a weird moment.
That's not Lily, was it?
No, it was Veronica.
Do you guys know what was voted the most, like the best British song of all time?
Was it this one?
I thought Wait, it would on. Be this one.
I saw this, like, clickbait the other day.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I fell for it because I was like, it's definitely Bittersweet Symphony. And it turned out not to be that.
Hold I would have guessed, hand. Like, a Queen song. Although, would you technically call them
was
British?
Was it Wonderwall?
Nope.
Was it a Beatles song?
Huh?
It wasn't Beatles, I don't think.
It was not a Beatles song.
It was the Kinks.
No.
Should have been the Kinks.
Was it Oasis?
It was Oasis.
Is it Champagne Supernova?
No.
Morning Glory?
No.
So Sally Can Wait?
No. Don't Look Back in Anger?
Yeah, there you go.
She's Electric?
No.
Boogie, Oogie, Oogie, Oogie.
Live Forever.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yes.
Oh.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
But I was like, to me, it was like, there's no way it's not Bittersweet Symphony. I'm just going to click to confirm. And it turned out to be Live Forever. And I was like, that is a wonderful surprise. I love that fucking song.
I will say, I think a really good song that should be like the most British song ever is Have a Cup of Tea by the Kinks. Just saying.
You are such a classic rock bitch.
Love it. Love
I
it.
I feel like the lyrics of this song are super relatable, too. Like, as you start to, like, grow up and become jaded and, like, try to make ends meet, try to get some money, then you die. It's, like, such a dark view of the world, but it's, like, relatable for especially angsty teens watching Cruel
yeah.
Intentions.
Yeah.
But,
or nihilistic adults.
Yeah. Also true.
AKA just millennials in general.
Yeah. It's very true.
I do love the song. I feel like a new like cliche is like brides walking down to like an instrumental version of the song.
Yeah.
To the altar.
If I was the groom, I'd be like, fuck. Yeah. What are you trying to tell me right yeah. now?
Like doing the
nothing matters. We're all just here to make money and then we die. Want to get married?
Oh, so marrying is bittersweet. Okay. This reception is going to be fun.
All right. And then my last one. Is Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus.
That's a good one.
It's I feel like it's got a lot of the influence. I think I want to say this was like early 2000s, maybe 99.
It was, I believe, 2000 because this is the year of the movie Loser with yep. Jason Biggs.
Mm-hmm. My boy Freddie Prinze Jr. was in that too, right?
I know, that was Boys and Girls.
Yeah.
So many of them.
Yeah.
But then the music video has Mina Suvari, who I always confuse with Mira Sorvino.
Yeah.
Yes, but same. Just the name, not
yeah, just
she,
the name.
Yeah. She sings like the quote unquote girl part of this song.
Yeah.
Which is my, just the lead singer singing in falsetto.
My cousin Jimmy used to date a girl who looked a lot like Mina Suvari, and I was like, so.
Yeah. You like Wheatus?
Yeah.
So it's a 2000 song, but it definitely has like a ton of influence from like not the 90s rock that I'm really into. And this was, I think, actually the first song I ever played live, performed live as a musician.
Really?
Yeah. We did like a talent show 1 year in Portugal, and I had learned this song on guitar, and probably sucked, but at the time I felt like a fucking rock star. Yeah. I felt like I nailed it, and yeah, it's like a really fond memory
of blowing it in front of 20 plus people.
Yeah. 20 plus people. Yeah. A sellout crowd of 20 plus.
So it's still under 30.
Yeah.
It was like such a dumb thing too, because I feel like I must have been like a freshman in high school, and I had like such a, me and this other guitar player in my grade were so competitive about our guitar playing and our musicianship in general, and like wanting to one up each other at this talent show. And
I wish that you guys would have done like a solo off.
I wasn't at a place where I could like shred or anything yet. I was just like, I had a decent voice, and I could play and sing at the same time, which was really,
yeah, playing and singing at the same time is like, yeah, unbelievable. Like I can't play nor sing. So for people to be able to do that at the same time, I commend them 100%.
That kid's name was Steve Vai, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that guy. I'm friends with him on Facebook. There's almost no way he listens to the show, but
fuck you, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you suck at guitar.
I haven't known him in over 15 years, probably. So he might be a totally different person now. But he was kind of a dick. Like when he first heard like one of my high school bands, and he was like, "I checked out your band. It was interesting." And I was like, "What a piece of shit!" Like. You either don't say anything or like just fake it, dude. Yeah, like
you're going out of your way to be a fucking,
yeah,
cock.
Yeah, absolutely.
So again, also, fuck you, dude.
me and one of my other friends in Portugal, Micah, both like, he also played guitar, and we commiserated over this kid being like really cocky about his playing, and so we had like a thought experiment that was like, if we made up a guitar part, like a component to a guitar, and talked about it in front of him as though it's like super important, would he pretend that he knows what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And so we did that. We invented the centaliber, which is obviously not a real thing.
It sounds like something that would be made by Fender, though, at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we're on like a school bus one day, and me and Micah were like, "Yeah, dude, like I got a new centaliber. It's like awesome. It's really helping me with my degrees." Also, not a thing.
Oh my god!
And this kid was like trying to see if we were fucking with him, but also like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, I know that. Yeah, centalibers, totally."
You're just getting one now, you idiot.
Your degrees must be a mess.
Degrees are just the spacing between the frets.
That's a real thing.
Oh, boo.
Doesn't even have a centaliber.
she wouldn't know a fucking degree from her elbow.
DJ, close us out by starting your playlist.
Sounds good. My first song will be Eagle Eye Cherry's Save Tonight.
Good choice.
Thanks. So I feel like my list, from what I remember, is like what I said before of like bringing me back to a certain time in my life. And I feel like the late 90s, like specifically like 97 and 98 had like the best one hit wonders of all time. And this song is one of them. And I didn't realize until like well over 10 years later that Eagle Eye is his actual fucking name.
Yeah.
What?
It is.
It's you didn't know that?
It's not the name of the band. His name is Eagle Eye Cherry.
Yeah. His sister is Nene Cherry. She also had a one hit wonder. The Buffalo Shuffle or something like that.
His dad is Buck.
Buffalo Shuffle.
No, sorry, Buffalo Stance. That was her song.
Buffalo Stance.
Yeah. Okay.
No. But like this song, like I remember, I mean, like I guess this whole night has just been like, not to like break the fourth wall, but we recorded that episode of Conquest before this and we talked about the Attitude Era and just like 1997, 98 was like watching wrestling and like going to bed at night and putting the radio on. Mm-hmm. And it was like songs like this. Yep. And there's a song that I also have on my list that is like, I can close my eyes and I'm taken back to this specific time and place. And it's just like, it's so crazy how a song can do that to you.
Yeah.
I remember this music video really vividly too. Just the time in my life when this video would be on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
like,
all.
Yeah. I remember like laying in my bed and having like this like fucking clunky old like stereo. Just like, cause I like at the time I was like terrified of Leprechaun. So I was like sleeping under my pillow.
Aww.
And like putting like the stereo on just to like relax me. And I remember like hearing this and was it Aaliyah? What's the song that like the chorus has like a baby in it?
Oh, Are You That Somebody?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just like songs like that that have like a special spot for me. You know what I mean? Like it fucking takes me way back and it's like a time that I wish I could relive.
Same.
And just such a great sing-along chorus.
Yeah.
It's like a great song to like, you don't even have to sing along to it. You could just like sit and listen to it and just like be nostalgic about it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of like why I picked this song. He did not stick around very long.
Like
as soon as the people got over the song, he was done.
Do you guys remember the Three Musketeers movie with Chris O'Donnell?
Yeah.
You know, Kiefer Sutherland, I think, was in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, looking at the picture on this album, he looks like the villain with an eye patch to me. Look that up.
Yeah. And that's a movie that... No-
it's a real deep cut.
Yeah.
I had to ask three questions to even establish the premise.
One per musketeer.
Is Gerard Depardieu in that as well?
I think so.
No, he's in Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh.
It's Oliver Platt. Plays the same character that Gerard Depardieu does.
Yeah, there's some crossover with those stories, right?
Gerard Depardieu does. Mm-hmm.
It's, same characters. What's next, DJ?
The next song is next. You play it and I'll let you know.
Slow starters.
Oh, yeah. So this is the other song that I was talking about. This is One Headlight by The Wallflowers. This song is, like, awesome to begin with, but such a fucking bummer. But,
I don't know if I know what it's about.
If you listen to the lyrics, like, it's not hard to figure out. Like, so this is, like, Jacob Dylan, who's Bob Dylan's son. But it like, to me, it deals a lot with like a friend dying and like, there's like a verse about him being at the cemetery and like hanging in the back and like watching the funeral like happen. And, it's just like, I've always been, keen on or like a fan of like bummer songs. Like I've never been like a super depressed person, but like for some reason I think that sad songs are the best songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool to let a song manipulate you.
This song like bums me out, but like in a really good way.
And it's weird too, because it's like positive sounding. It's a very upbeat song, I would say.
Yeah.
Hey. I like a lot of their stuff. For like,
this album is great.
Yeah.
Only Difference is such a good song.
Yeah, Three Marlenas.
Yeah. I went through like a super random phase where I exclusively listened to 90s one-hit wonder bands, and they were one of them. Wallflowers was one of them, and New Radicals. I like got huge into that album too.
Yeah, like there's a line that says like, "Man, I ain't changed, but I know I ain't the same." Like it's stuff like that that, like, you don't realize how much you relate to it until like, you know, later on. But I've always liked this band and this song. It's like, I don't know, like this song reminds me of like a warm Sunday, like in the late 90s, where like, because there's always
summertime. I feel like it's super hot out.
Yeah, exactly.
Going Oregon for a drive
in the background there.
Yeah,
with one headlight.
Yeah, and it's like like this. Yeah, man, it's like you wrote this song, but like it, just. There's something about a Sunday that is like it enhances emotions and like makes you kind of like feel bummed out. Like when I remember being a kid and like it was a Sunday and like I didn't want to go to sleep because I knew I had school the next day, and it just like for some reason it enhanced like any like sad feelings that I had. But then like when I wake up on a Monday, I'm like fine again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's something. I'm trying to describe the feeling where you're like trying to enjoy your last day before you have to go back to something you don't want to do.
Yeah.
And it's bittersweet because you're enjoying it, but also dreading what's coming next.
Yeah.
And, which is like a perfect introduction to melancholy when you're a child.
Yeah. There's a country song that's like, I think it's called Sunday Morning Coming Down, but the lyrics are, "There's something about a Sunday that makes the body feel alone." And I was like, when I heard that, I was like, that's exactly what it is. That's the feeling that I get like on a Sunday, or at least when I was a kid, that's how I felt.
If I was Bob Dylan, this had nothing to do with that, but if I was Bob Dylan, I'd hate how like handsome like my son is compared to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a pretty handsome guy.
But then I'd feel better about it knowing that I was like a way better songwriter.
Yeah. I want to know about Peace Prize. Fuck you.
I feel like they totally disappeared too. Like they had like a couple albums. Maybe they're still making music and I just...
This became not... Wallflowers?
Yeah. Ooh.
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 Jacob Dylan looks like the human version of Trent from Daria.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another cartoon from this very specific time in our lives.
90s kids know.
Yeah. If you don't know what Daria is, then you're not a 90s kid.
Queen.
Queen.
Queen Morgendorfer.
Shall we go into my last song?
We shall.
So my last song is, I feel like it's lesser known. Nobody cares about it, but it's Roll to Me by Delamitri.
I love the song.
Yeah.
Pour Your Strong also covers us on that album.
Do they?
Yeah.
Man, I like it. This is like before the internet became what it was or what it is. This is the type of song that took research to find.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because this is Blues Traveler.
Yeah. I remember like waking up in the middle of the night when I was a kid and seeing this video on like MTV or VH1 and being like, oh man, this song is fucking awesome. And then like hearing it, never like paying attention to who sings it or what it's called.
Yeah.
And then I like in middle school, like when the internet was starting to come into its own, I had to like research, like I had to like type, like Google like lyrics that I remembered from like 10 years before. But this is such a, like, I feel like it's such an underrated one-hit wonder.
I was reading about this band recently, and they're another one where they, like, hate that this is the song they're known for because they think it's one of their weaker songs from their discography. But
yeah,
I feel like you can't, your fans get to decide what your best song is.
Exactly, yeah. You can't be like, you know, like, obviously, like, this song fucking made you who you are. You know what I mean? Like, that alone makes you know that it's not weak.
Just put it in a billion commercials, cash the check, and like shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it's like a weird like acoustic version of it or something.
I think
like
it is
that.
Yeah, but either way, I mean, the song can't sound bad.
Yeah, no, it sounds really good.
The acapella version.
Yeah.
I would love to hear acoustic sunrise.
Yeah, I'd love to hear an acoustic or acapella version of the song or any song. I love acapella.
It's very short. Yeah. It's just over.
I think it's also a shorter version.
Well, it's been fun, but it's now time for our drinking game. I'm going to play you guys some one-hit wonder songs at random. How this is going to work is two of you will get a chance to ring in, and there'll be an odd man out, the last person to ring in. The first of you will guess either the title or the artist. The person who guesses next will guess the other of those two elements. And then the last person, assuming you, the first two people get their versions right, has to take a drink.
Cool.
If either of you fuck up and misguess, then that the odd man out gets to take a guess and redeem themselves. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of convoluted, perfect. But
yeah, I get it.
We got there.
Just let me know if I'm screwing up the rules.
Oh, the buzzer was over there the whole time.
Twist.
The buzzer's coming from inside the
house. Earlier, I couldn't find the buzzer, and I had to pull it up on my phone, and we kept changing the buzzer. It was literally behind me the whole time.
Are we sure this is the buzzer? How do we know?
Can you all reach it? Is it fair? Is the placement fair?
Got it.
Yep. Yeah,
I think so. Are we playing?
Are those the choices?
Oh, you buzzed in.
Yeah.
You buzzed in. Who's?
Oh, I didn't know. Is this Come My Lady, Butterfly or whatever by Crazy Town?
Okay. Well, yeah. So he drinks.
That
then.
Was a great test round.
I was just fucking around with the buzzer. I didn't know where you started.
So when you buzz in, you guess the song or the artist.
Okay. I'll drink.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Some of these are going to be gross.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool with a K.
What, you think I'm going to cheat?
Yes.
Oh, well, I just
unequivocally.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Hashtag marriage.
Excuse me?
Here you go. You can break this bottle if you want.
Oh, man. I know the song.
I feel like even if you can get it'll be more easy to get the title than the artist.
Absolutely.
So gross.
Oh, this is painful.
Pig voice.
It sounds really
angry. I'll guess. Is it Lifehouse?
No.
All right.
Oh, is it Lips of an Angel?
Yeah. Do you have any guess? Anyone have a guess on the band?
I can't believe you know the title of the song and not the band.
I thought that
he
was
just
the
said
band.
It multiple times.
Lips of an Angel. Is it Nicholas?
I didn't know you could make a song sound like a fart.
Well, I'm pretty sure they recorded this while he was on the toilet.
It's she.
Is it Saliva?
It's Hinder.
All right.
Ew.
Please make it stop.
Yeah. It hurts.
I am trying.
Never heard that chord progression before.
Yeah, right. Especially with strings over the top of them.
DJ?
Daniel Powder?
No.
Fuck!
Take a drink.
Baby powder.
No.
That's what I said.
You just wanted a drink.
Baby face.
God.
I'm going to kill all of
you. We all guessed wrong.
It's Howie Day.
Oh.
Collide.
Oh, okay.
Howie Day? I don't know.
This is how we day.
That's so fucking good.
Let's drop.
TJ?
Metro Station.
Yep. Someone want to ring in for the name of the song?
If I guess the song.
Oh, Shake It.
That's right.
Can I invoke a rule?
Yeah.
If one person guesses a song and no one can guess the other element, can the person who guesses the song guess the other element and then the other two drink?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Is this the next song?
It is.
Owl City?
Mm-hmm.
Fireflies?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say Fleshlights.
Which, now that I think about it, this is definitely not a one-hit wonder band. This is just a one-hit wonder playlist I found on Spotify. But he has that song, like, When Can We Do This Again or whatever, from the Wreck-It Ralph movie. And then the one with Carly Rae Jepsen, which is a banger.
That's a bummer. I feel like Lauren would be killing this right now.
This sounds like a song you would like, Tim.
Yeah.
It 100% is a song. This almost went on my playlist.
Is this going to get more obvious as the chorus?
I think so.
I know the song too.
I don't even care. I'm just rocking out.
I don't know the name of the song.
Yeah.
Take a guess because he just said it.
Bittersweet?
Just the girl I'm looking for?
Just the girl.
Okay.
Is it Bug Hall and the Hall Monitors?
Bug Hall?
Kat, do you have a
The Silver Screens Alfalfa?
Is that really his band?
No, but I thought it would be a great name if he didn't have a band.
Yeah, it really is.
He has a band?
No, but if he did, it should be called Bug Hall and the Hall Monitors.
No, I don't.
It's the Click Five.
Oh, really, we were just talking really about dumb this. Name. I was like over here singing along to all the words and I did not know.
Yeah, same. I'm really bad with the titles of songs.
Yeah, I'm bad with all of this.
No, I'm not talking about specifically this category.
Cat.
Snow Patrol.
Correct. Anyone have a title?
If I Lay Here?
Something about cars.
I know how you got there,
though.
Yeah,
I know. Oh, wait, no, never mind.
It's like Chasing Cars.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Nick drinks, then?
You drink too, Deej. Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Not getting out of this
one. You didn't even give him a chance again.
This time.
I wasn't getting it. So it sounds about being dogs.
By the way, my beer about the bus is related to Roll to Me by Delamitri. Going way back.
Nick.
Enya.
Take a drink.
Oh, no, I actually... Vertical Horizon.
Yep. Anyone know the... title?
Everything She Wants?
Close. I'll give it to you. Everything You Want.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Oh, yeah. She's in this video.
Yeah, why don't you drink, Kat? I got it, like, I got a favor from Tim.
I actually own this album.
Wait, what's your Vertical Horizon joke, Tim?
So were the two guys that bought it.
Yeah.
Oh, my tribute band, Horizontal Verizon.
It's so funny.
I went through a phase where I like made up a bunch of fake band names. Like I had that one in Sneezer and Twice instead of Thrice.
I still think that a small person tribute band for Blink 182 would be great if it was Wink 91.
Did you see that? There's a Blink 182 cover band playing at the same place that Aaron Carter played in no. Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Oh, what's it called?
I forget what it's called. I don't want to promote them on the show. But they look older than actual Blink 182, oh, which is depressing. A bummer.
It's like the start to Nitro.
Yeah.
Is this Len Steal My Sunshine?
You.
Wow.
Oh,
you piece of
so
shit.
You have to
Wait,
drink.
No, I thought the rule was that the person that guessed it
if
also
everybody
got
else
to
goes around and no one knows.
No,
it.
You have to drink now because you fucked up.
Looks like you stole our sunshine.
Let's do two more.
Okay.
Should not be penalized for knowing both of the factors.
You know what? You should be penalized for showing off.
You should be penalized for knowing Len that well, though.
Cat.
Sneaker pimps.
What the?
No.
Ooh, I don't see you drinking.
I feel like I'm listening to like a vaporwave song.
Chumbawamba?
Yep.
Oh, I should have waited.
Thumb pumping or whatever it's called.
I don't know the actual name. It's a better name by far. I'll give it to you.
So I'm going to start calling, going to bars. I'm pumped up in
What is a, what would a thumb be?
Thumb pumping. I actually looked up what tub thumping was the other day, and it's when you fuck a tub.
Yeah.
It's going out for drinks after like a lively protest.
I'm glad we came up with a word for that.
Thumb pumping. Well, they're like an anarchist punk band, which makes this song really weird.
All right, last one.
Thumb pumping.
Blur.
Mm-hmm.
Untitled number two. Or untitled song number two or something like that.
I'll give it to you. It's song two.
I would not count them as a one-hit wonder, though. They had plenty of songs throughout the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah, Coffee and TV is also great.
All right, guys. This is not my playlist.
It says Tim Champa's one-hit wonder.
It's Spotify, right?
Yeah.
Go hump a thub.
You haven't seen what I've been doing on the side of the desk.
Thumb pumping.
Yeah, thumb pumping.
Oh, man.
It's been an eventful episode. Thank you all for joining. Let's just do a quick round of plugs. DJ, let's start with you.
Listen to Top 5 of Death, whether I'm on it or not. And also pledge to Wasted Minds Drinking Buddies Kickstarter.
At wasted-minds.com/Kickstarter. That'll get you there.
Oh, yeah, check out the latest episode of Conquest where DJ and myself talk about WrestleMania and everything wrestling that we love. Also, you can catch my friend Pile Driver Mahoney at Beyond Wrestling 429 in Worcester, Mass. At Electric Haze. Homecoming number two, tickets online at beyondwrestling.com. You can find him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
You can also see Aaron Carter at
the Clatter Pub in Lawrence, Massachusetts.
But seriously, tickets are available at beyondwrestling.com for Homecoming 2.
Kat, what do you got?
Got a case of the giggles.
I do.
She'll never get over a thumb pumping.
I won't.
Nobody will.
Oh, that was a surprise to meet you. I loved it.
If you didn't laugh at that, you are a monster. You can find me and Shinmo in our podcast, Conquest.
The aforementioned Shinmo.
At Conquest Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
And DJ's already got me covered. Support the Drinking Buddies Kickstarter, but that's all I've got. Thanks for listening in. Here's to you.
Clink.
Bumping or whatever. That was. Yeah.